Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
To just take us to the next level, to clear our head, to clear our minds. You have to ask him to let his power fall. Even in worship and in praise, sometimes I ask God, Lord, let your power fall. So that lets me know that I'm on the right track. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a word of prayer. And also, we want to make mention that, you know, pray for traveling mercy for Evangelist Sharon. And also, we want to continue to pray for those the Foster family and Brother Robinson for his last test, and also Evangelist, somebody I got here. Oh, Travis, Evangelist Travis. So, Pastor, will you give us a word of prayer? Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. You have won again. Amen, amen. Praise God. And the scripture I'd like to share is our foundational scripture, which is 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and the 4th verse. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, thanking you for this broadcast and all the listeners and all those who are participating, Father God. We thank you for our pastor, Father God. Continue, Lord, to use him mightily as he makes this word plain unto us, Father God. And we just ask that you open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word, Father God, and let our spirit be open unto you, Father God. Dear Lord, we're praying for traveling mercy for Evangelist Sharon and also any others that are on the road. We're praying for the Foster family, Father God, and Brother Robinson and also Evangelist Travis, Father God. We just pray. We just bringing them before you, Father God, because we know you know all things, Father God. We know you're a healer. You know you supply all of our needs. And so, Father God, help us to trust in your word and allow you to have your way in our life, Father God. Lord, we just bind up anything, everything that's negative, anything that's not like you right now, we're binding it up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus on this broadcast, on the listeners and all those who participate, even those by internet, Father God. And Lord, we're just giving you praise and we're thanking you for what we're about to receive today as you use our pastor, our teacher, as he breaks this word down to make it plain and simple and shed a new light on the scripture, knowing that we must be spiritual in order to receive what God has for us. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for the beautiful prayer. And also, we want to keep, like I say, everyone in mind, be mindful of those that we are yet praying for, that they be in line with the scriptures. Okay. Listen, brother and sister, we're talking about living this new life or this new and living way. And for that to become a reality, there are certain things you have to understand. Just like your new creation, that has to become a reality to you. You know, redemption, that has to become a reality. It has to become more than just words on a paper. The incarnated one, you know, that has to become a reality. So your faith has to become a reality. See, so we're talking about even the name of Jesus. And you know what else I learned? I learned something else, that a lot of people, the name of Jesus not a reality to them yet. It's something you say, something they heard you say, and someone else said, but it's not a reality. Just like the reality of the indwelling spirit. You got to know where it's supposed to be at. It's supposed to be the indwelling of the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit, not in our mind, in our spirit man. Well, our spirit man is the heart of a man. That's what the spirit is. The spirit is your heart. So a lot of times you'll see in the Bible, it talks about heart, 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 heart. And you got to be able to know the difference between that four-inch muscle that's in your chest and the heart, which is the spirit. Let me tell you, out of the 884 times the word heart is mentioned, most of the time, and I'm going to say 99% of the time, when the Bible talks about a heart, it's talking about the spirit. Now, you go and do your research, and you'll see. And I mean, I don't care what Greek, Hebrew, it doesn't matter what words you use. But at the end of the day, the word heart is going to be your spirit man. And that's what we need to be getting right. That's what we need to be dressing up. Busy making the outward. What about the inward? And see, that's what's deceitful is a man's heart. He's talking about his spirit. So when the Bible talks about the heart, it's talking about the spirit. So hopefully we're going to talk about the deceit, talking about the characteristics of the heart. When the Bible talks about keeping your heart, he's not talking about that organ, that muscle in your chest that pumps blood from one part of the body to the other, some 60 to 100 times. We're not talking about that heart. I know you see the word heart, and I don't know if that goes to your mind that we're talking about heart. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that heart. We're talking about the spirit man. The words heart means spirit. And hopefully before this week's out, that's what I want to cover as well, and also to show you how to adore your heart or your spirit man with that. So let's go to our foundational scripture, and let's read it out of the Messenger Bible and out of the King James. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon if she'll read it out of King James Version, and that's Pastor, she'll read it out of the Messenger Bible. That's 1 Peter.
Oh, Jesus.
3 and 4. I had another scripture I was going to use, so I apologize. But 1 Peter 3 and 4, if you will, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for that introduction and that beautiful prayer.
Mm-hmm.
In the King James, it reads as follows. Blessed be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, you were lost sheep with no idea who you were. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me come down. I was ahead of myself there. Okay. 3 and 4. Okay, what matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition. Cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Amen.
Amen.
See, the beauty should not be externally, but it should be internally. So the internal beauty that they're talking about is your spirit. And the Bible calls your spirit the hidden man of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, don't take that meaning just a man. No, it's called the hidden man of the heart. Why? Because the spirit is always referenced to as a he.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all know. Because he who made him male and female. But he took the parts from he to make her. But they are as one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of this. It's becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
And so a woman, well, I'm going to get into it today. I want to cover some other things. But before this week's out, we're going to show you what you should be doing with your heart. How you should adorn it. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you shouldn't plait your hair, you shouldn't do this. I don't believe that stuff. That's not what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, you shouldn't wear gold, you shouldn't wear this. That's not what he's talking about. He's teaching us the importance of the ointment of a meek and quiet spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we should be adorning ourselves with, the things of God, his mercy, his love, his kindness. And that's what you should dress up. But he used this because a lot of women understood jewelry. They understood clothes. They understood how to beautify themselves outwardly. So he's using this to show us we should be beautifying ourselves inwardly. Because why?
Yeah.
Why, you ask? Because that's what God wants. He said, the Bible said, that's a great price. Then when God sees that, he considers that as being precious.
Amen.
Because when a woman starts doing that, she make herself holy before God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what
he's
really teaching. But now don't limit it to women. That's for all of us.
Amen.
This kind of beauty is beyond, it's priceless. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
When you begin to adore yourself with the beauty, and that's your heart. That's what you're talking about, your heart. So what your heart is, that's your spirit. So a lot of times we read scriptures in reference, like I told you, it was 884 times the Bible mentioned. So when he's talking about over in Mark 7:22, for instance, we'll read that. In Mark 7:22. I just want you all to know that he's not talking about that muscle organ when he says heart. That's not what he's talking about. So when you read your Bible, you might want to put spirit there. And it's okay to write on your Bible or write in it. And if you have a computer, you can mark it with one of those stylus sticks, or you got the different color, mark that and write spirit across there so that your mind and your spirit are starting to see what it's talking about. Because when you talk about heart, you're going like, okay, you just automatically assume that he's talking about that 4-inch thing in the left side of your chest, and that's not what he's talking about. You'll miss it. Okay. Mark 7:22, thank you.
Theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, biasness, and an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. It's what comes out of a person that pollutes obscenities, lust, theft, murder, adultery, greed, depravity, deception, stealing, carousing, mean looks, slander, arrogance, foolishness. All these are vomit from the heart. Amen.
I apologize. I went to 22, and thank you for reading it, but I needed you to go to 21, then, or you can even go to 20 and come down to 22. So if you read verse 20 and verse 21, so you'll know they're talking about the heart. We just picked up on what comes out of it, but it didn't tell what it was talking about. So if you will, and I do apologize, I don't want nobody to be misunderstood here, but I want you to see he's talking about the heart.
Yes. And King James reads as follows, and he says that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murder. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, that which come out of the man, that defile the man. For from within, out of the heart of a man, that's out of the heart of a man, proceed these evil thoughts. And that's out of the spirit. That's what spirit, that's where it came from, that spirit, not from that 4-inch muscle. It's a big difference.
Amen, amen. Yes, it is.
So he goes on to continue to talk about the heart of a person that makes him unclean. A lot of times people have thoughts, but brother and sister, let me tell you, I just want to make sure everybody understands when the Bible is talking about a heart. How do you think you're going to have a pure heart? You think he's talking about the heart in your chest? Only the pure heart is going to see God. He ain't talking about the heart in your chest. Forget that. Don't let the devil fool you with that. Talking about your spirit, man. That's why your spirit has to get born again, because once you get born again, it becomes pure.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. See, sometimes people get angry, and they get in a rage. Where do you think that come from? That thing in your chest? No. It comes from that thing that beneath your chest, beneath your heart. It's called the bowels, and that's where your spirit is at. And I can show you that in the Bible, too. But I want to show you this. In Ezekiel 25 and 15, because a lot of times people be acting, be, oh, that's just, no. Listen, brothers and sisters, that rage, that stuff is in that person's spirit. Sometimes you got to get delivered of. I'm going to be honest with you. You got to just get delivered of that stuff, man. Because some of it ain't like God at all. Some of it ain't like Christ. In Ezekiel 25 and 15, thank you, Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, it reads as follows. Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge and have taken, vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, God the Master says, because the Philistines were so spitefully vengeful, all those centuries of stored up malice and did their best to destroy Judah. Therefore, I, God the Master, will oppose the Philistines and cut down the Cretans and anybody else left along the seacoast. Amen.
See, now I know how you read that. I get all of that. This is a judgment of the Palestine. I get all of that stuff. You know, I get the idea that this is vengeance. I mean, I see all of this stuff. But that's not my point. My point is to point out to you that spiteful hearts is not the heart on your chest. I mean, you see the word, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the hidden man of the heart, which is your spirit man, okay? That's where that stuff comes from. Lies come from a spirit. So when people lie from their heart, they're lying from their heart. A lot of times people, those slanders, people, you know, that's what God said. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write my laws upon their heart. So he's talking about their spirit. That's what he's talking about. So in Proverbs, in Proverbs in 3, yeah, and I'm going to tell y'all why, because I want you to have a pure heart. Oh, my heart is pure today. Really? You cursing me out and you telling me your heart is pure? What heart you talking about? See, I want to know.
All right.
Well, she just wouldn't hurt herself, but it's the heart pure. I hear what's coming out your mouth, but I want to know about your heart. So in Proverbs 3:3, did I lose his English, Jim?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor. I apologize. I'm repeating it down. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about the neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Amen, amen.
Yeah. Man, I never forget when God one day gave me this scripture. He said, my son, don't forget my law, but let thine heart keep thy commandment. It's going to cause you to have long days. It's going to cause you to have peace. So let mercy always be there for you. Let truth always be there for you. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you got to learn to, we got to learn how to exemplify mercy. Sometimes you got to just put mercy on. Because sometimes people, they won't listen. They won't understand. You got to just say, Lord, have mercy. But don't forsake the things of God. Make sure that truth stay about your neck. He says, write them on the tablets of thine heart. He's not talking about that 4-inch muscle that's in your chest. He's talking about your spirit. So you see that word heart? He's talking about spirit. That's where you want truth at. You don't want truth in that organ, in that muscle. Let me tell you what, and I won't tell you, I won't get into it today, but I want to tell you, brother and sister, that heart in your chest is designed just to pump muscles, circulate through the system, to pump blood, to carry oxygen. See, that it already have a lot of other things it's doing. It don't do anything with the spirit. It has no functions with the spirit. That's what I want you to see. So when he tells you to, you know, to not forsake or to write his law upon the tables of thine heart, he's not talking about that 4-inch muscle, that organ that you got. That's not what he's talking about. Just want to be clear with everybody. So when you see that word heart, right there, you have to just put a line through it and say spirit, so you'll know what he's talking about. Because that's what he's talking about. It ain't always clear, brother and sister. Because some people say, I heard him say on the radio just the other day, there's a famous coach, he was an announcer. Oh, he had a pure heart. Oh, really? He had a pure heart? What heart was he talking about? Oh, he wouldn't have said those racial things. He wouldn't have said this, that, and the third. Brother and sister, let me tell you what. God wants his word in our spirit, because if not, the enemy is going to choke it out of your heart. He's going to choke the word out of your heart. And I'm going to prove this, and I'll let you go. This guy that they were talking about, people got nothing but praise. But see, they didn't know what was in his heart. But they found out what was in his heart. Because, see, people can see a whole lot of things. But what's really in their spirit? What's really is the hidden? I mean, think about it. What's really in their heart? So the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So what's really is in your spirit, that's what's coming out of your mouth. So when he said your heart, he's not talking about what's in your chest. So we're going to read another scripture, because I want you to know the cares of this world will choke the word out. It will choke it out of your heart. It'll choke God out of you.
Yes.
And this is not condemnation. Please understand. It's to let you know you have to protect your heart. And I'll show you what the scripture said. That's what you need to do. But you got to know what you're going to protect it from. So in Luke 8:14, we're running over just a little bit. We'll be about 5 more minutes and we'll be out of here. Luke 8:14, could you read that for me, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes. The King James, it reads as follows. And that which go among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares of riches and treasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. And the seed that fell in the weeds, well, these are the ones who hear, but then the seed is crowded out and nothing comes of it as they go about their lives worrying about tomorrow, making money and having fun. Amen.
Yeah. See, so when I read this, what is sown is not in your chest heart, but it's in your spirit. And I'm going to keep saying that because I want to be real clear. Because if you're going to live this new and living way, you got to know what's in your heart. You got to know what seed you're putting in there. Some people are putting a bunch of religious seed in their heart. You got to get that religious stuff out. You got to protect your heart, man. Because that's what God is going to look at. He's going to look at your spirit. And you can't be telling God, oh, I know God knows. I know God. I hear folks say that all the time. Man, stop being stupid. I know God knows. Yes, he knows. He knows everything. Hebrews 4:13 said, ain't nothing hidden from God. So what's the purpose in you saying that? What you have to do is understand this stuff, brothers and sisters. Understand that you got to protect your heart. And a lot of times people get on your nerve. They're not getting on your nerve. They're getting on your heart. A lot of times folks get next to you. They're not getting next to you. They're getting next to your spirit, man, which a lot of people call that their heart. So you got to protect your heart. You got to protect your spirit, man, because the Bible says it's the hidden man of the heart, which is quiet. It's not real. It's not out there like that. So when you begin to put the right things in the word, in your spirit, and become a doer of it, because it says, who hear the word, but they don't, as soon as things come and the devil come, he tried to take away that. That's what he designed to do. He designed to take that word out of your spirit, man, and he'll bring confusion, and it may come from anybody, anywhere, at any time. It can come from your husband, your wife, your lover, your friend, your job, your boss. I mean, you name it. Satan will use that opportunity to get it out of your spirit, man. See, that's what, he don't want the word in your heart. But you thinking heart, and the devil knows he's talking spirit, because he is a spirit. Just like God is a spirit. God is a spirit. John 4. So when you talk about spirit, you're talking about your heart, man. But I thank you all so much for joining us. And believe me, before this week out, I'm going to show you what God had put in my spirit to tell you how to dress up your heart, man, what to put in your heart. You will not forget it. Meanwhile, you take care, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.